The debate about phasing out or phasing down fossil fuels continues in the heat of COP28 in Dubai. And the message there from scientists has been that the planet is at a tipping point. It's hotter than ever, and even existing targets for cutting carbon and other emissions are not enough. And our next guest is recently back from the Antarctic, and it's at the world's poles that some of the most dramatic effects of global warming can already be seen. Dr. Niamh Shaw, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
So tell us what you saw.
Oh, what did I see? I think what I experienced when I was down in the Antarctic is that the poles are sort of like ground zero for everything that happens in terms of this climate change topic. And I used to hear that before, but when you're down there, you actually understand what it means, because it's a place that's like nowhere else on this planet. And you see an ecosystem that's working perfectly fine, even though there are changes in their climate and changes in the amount of sea ice that's melting and glaciers that are melting. And what I mean by that is that there's no place for people there. So when you go there, you see something that hasn't really been impacted by people in terms of, like, you know, we've taken over with infrastructure mm-hmm. and roads and houses and all sorts of things. But because of how we're living further north of the Antarctic, we're impacting them and they're oblivious. So you see these penguins and seals and whales and glaciers and life that's teeming, and that's already been impacted by our actions. But it's also sort of like, and this is what I shared a ship with lots of people who are just as interested in science as I am and understanding and this topic and sharing what we all know and understand. And what I learned from 3 weeks working and hanging out with these people is that everything is sort of controlled. Our temperatures are sort of well controlled by the South and the North Pole. So they're like our kind of freezer, for want of a better word, and they absorb a lot of the heat that we're causing due to these fossil fuels. But they're already starting to suffer that it's getting to the point where they can't actually do the job that they used to do.
So then you get this kind of negative feedback loop, don't you, as global warming has an effect that in a way has consequences that contributes further to global warming.
Yeah, I think what I found that really hard. So I really like looking at science from a, like, OK, what does that actually mean? Because there's so many numbers, and I don't think 1.5 degrees centigrade makes an awful lot of sense to people, because it doesn't seem like a huge amount. So from listening to people and looking at it, here's how I would take it. It's kind of like we as humans don't really think of anything beyond our timeline. So we kind of exist as sort of in a 100 years kind of packet. And anything longer than that, we don't really get it or understand the consequences. And that's exactly what you're talking about there. So the analogy would be, if you're somebody that, say, started smoking in your 20s, right? And as you got older, the consequences of smoking starts to build up. And you get to a point, depending on how many cigarettes you're smoking, where you're told by your doctor, you need to quit, you need to quit, you need to quit, and you don't. And then they start telling you, okay, because you haven't quit, this is what's going to happen. If you continue to smoke, this is what's going to happen. And that's sort of where we're at, I think, in our planet, that we've been told that we can't go above 1.5 degrees centigrade in terms of heating our planet. And we're there. So whatever happens now, we're already going to live the consequences. Not us, but the future generations are going to live the consequences of us having already gotten our planet close to 1.5 degrees centigrade. And it was interesting once or twice when I was down there. I was with some... The expedition leaders were all scientists that had spent time studying down there, whether it was penguins or whether it was the cryosphere, which is the name for everything that's kind of frozen on our planet. And there was one thing that was really interesting was, one of the last days, we were very lucky to have a landing on the South Shetland Islands to see some of the wildlife there. And we asked one of the scientists, like, so what do you see here? You've been coming and going here for the last 20 years. And her thing was, she said, well, it was raining today, wasn't it? And we were like, yeah. And she said, well, it's not supposed to rain in Antarctica, you know, and like, that's something, because we take rain for granted, you know, but that's one of the things that's just happening now. You know?
And finally and briefly, Dr. Shaw, everything you're saying there And meanwhile, we have our former president, Mary Robinson, having an argument or triggering a, what seems to have been quite a critical response from the president of the climate summit, COP28, Sultan Al Jaber, who says there's no science out there that says the phase out of fossil fuels is what's going to achieve that 1.5 degrees.
It's the folly of humanity. I just think that we just don't want to deal with reality. And what I would say to you is something that we as a species, because we have as a species forgotten that we're in an ecosystem and we're an animal just like all the others, that we are not in charge. We are responsible for what we've done to this planet and we are not in charge. So you can say all those platitudes. It doesn't change the fact that this is happening. This is happening. So what do you want to do? In terms of my analogy, do you want to give up smoking or do you want to keep ruining things? That's what I would say if I got to meet that president.
Thank you very much indeed for speaking to us this morning. Dr. Niamh Shaw, science communicator and educator.